This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously, four of them here tonight. When Hillary brings up a point like that and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago, I think it's disgraceful and I think she should be ashamed of herself if you want to know the truth.
So, Jackie, the irony is that with Bill Clinton, you have him never acknowledging any of those allegations. You had Donald Trump, in his own words, admitting that he had done the kinds of things he's accusing Clinton of. Does that work with anybody outside the people who will never vote for anyone but Trump?
No. Bill Clinton is not on the ballot. Hillary Clinton is on the ballot. A lot of the things Trump says about the 90s, about Bill Clinton, comes straight out of conspiracy theory land. Things that are in Ed Klein's book, things that Roger Stone says. So I don't think it matters. And if you did watch the debate last night, particularly if you were a woman, he interrupted her all night. He loomed over her all night long, and it was kind of creepy, frankly, to watch it. That is an enduring image. I don't know that these allegations that have been thrown around, frankly, since the 90s are really going to eat into Hillary Clinton.
Howard Feynman with the Huffington Post referred to him as an aging orange lion. He should have just said tiger if he wanted to go with the orange thing, pacing behind Clinton all night.
He also criticized his running mate on a major foreign policy issue. Criticized him, like dismissed him.
We're going to have Mike Pence on later in the program to ask him about that moment. But, Maeve, I mean, it's more than allegations, Jackie. To be fair, there were three accusers of Bill Clinton's in the audience. And, you know, obviously it was designed to get Hillary Clinton back on her feet. And I did feel that she was rattled in her first answer.
You know, and that's the point that's missing, to try to, you know, bring up some sort of comparative between what Trump said and what Bill Clinton did. As Donald Trump said, it's not what Bill Clinton did. It was Hillary Clinton's response and how she characterized the women and debased the women. And Jackie Kucinich, I mean, obviously, we interpret this according to our own worldview, and her worldview is definitely pro-Hillary. So she sees this from that worldview, and that's fine. But I disagree, and I think that most people who are trying to process this, can separate the two. Bill Clinton's actions versus Hillary's actions and what Hillary did to stand by her man and how she protected them. And there's evidence right there. And they're saying that, Chris Cuomo is saying that, he talks about it being ironic that with Bill Clinton, he never acknowledged. Well, what do you call $850,000 payoff to Paula Jones? Is that an acknowledgement? What are you talking about? He's been impeached. He's asked for forgiveness. He goes on national television, and all because of a blue dress. Now, I've maintained I'd had a lot more respect for Bill Clinton had he written a check, out of the foundation, whatever way he figured out he was going to get the money. But they've generated a lot of income as a result of his wife becoming Secretary of State. But I would have a lot more respect for Bill Clinton for him to say, look, I'm going to write a check back to the American people for the amount of money I wasted because I chose to lie to the American people and lie to Congress about his affair with Monica Lewinsky. Just saying, but to try to talk about it in such a context that it's the same thing as Donald Trump, I think you're kind of stretching it a little bit, Jackie and Chris. What can I tell you? This is Bill Martinez just saying, 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, when 7 out of 10 of us admit that we're on the wrong track, I say, well, that's good observation. So what's the conclusion? What does it look like? What does this country look like when it's back on track? So I say, well, we've got half of it figured out, that we know that we're on the wrong track. It's not working. I mean, we're not working. We're terribly in debt. Our national security is compromised at every turn. Our families are unwinding. Marriages are stressed out. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? It's the choices that we make, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why I believe the truth is so important. It needs to be all put through the truth filter. We've been living under this political correct environment that has, kind of altered our universe and given us a lot of false pretense. I think our next guest might agree with me. Beate Chalet is back with us. Respected speaker, coach, successful entrepreneur, nationally known gender decoder. We'll talk about that. She's a German immigrant as well. And we know that we are a country of immigrants, and we've got a lot of great people from other nations who have participated, who advance the cause, who believe in the American way of life, and have added to the proposition of making it better. Beate Chalet, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. I'm fantastic. I mean, what crazy times we live in.
Yes, but we got to get through this. This will be fine. You know, it's just we've come off of this, you know, safe zone that we've been on for so long, you know, called political correctness, and now it's almost like we're learning to talk again. And in that process, people are a little bit offended because they're not used to, you know, people just standing up and just saying, look, I've tried this political correctness now for a couple of decades, and you know, we're off track. We're missing the mark here. We say we got a problem with with drugs or immigration policy or whatever, and then everybody gets offended. But it's like, okay, well, let's solve the problem here. How do we get to the point of solving the problem and letting our offense be set aside for the moment in the interest of problem solving?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things that I feel go into this equation, Bill. Number one, we are all people. You know, let's just get that out there. And everybody has feelings.
Right.
And my situation...
And we're not perfect. And we're not perfect, okay?
And
right?
We're definitely not perfect.
Yes.
Very, exactly. Right. So, number one, it really is understanding that our cultural background, our lifestyle, the way we were brought up, really plays effect into our belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's gender, different gender belief systems, there are different ethnical belief systems, there are rich and poor belief systems, so all of this kind of plays in. So just looking at that, it is clear that it will not be right for everybody all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first one. The second part is that we want to be more compassionate toward each other. Mm-hmm. So the ground rules really and the speaking up, and I think part of what has been so upsetting for especially women in this election about the, you know, hold no back, lock a talk type of mm-hmm. stuff
right.
is, you know, some things are okay to think, but you kind of can't really say that. So there has to be a filter, and it's not really about political correctness, but it is about just regular decent human behavior, and that's really the fine line, Bill, that we are walking right now.
And I think it's a teaching moment. I mean, you're a teacher. You, in terms of what you're sharing with people and getting people on with their journey of life, as a single mom yourself, your hands are full. But these are teaching moments that come out. And, so I say, okay, it's out there. Let's talk about this. What are we learning, from this episode? You know, the crude language, the embarrassment, that it brought upon somebody who is very wealthy. So it says that, you know what, nobody's protected from this. You know, that we all can be affected by this in one form or another. So what is the teaching? What's the moral to the story here?
Yes, you are correct, Bill. The moral of the story is really on, as you had said earlier, it's challenging my belief systems. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing for people to go out and say whatever they want, because obviously we have no control over what other people do, but what we do have control over is, and that's what I talk about in my book, Happy Woman, Happy World, mm-hmm. is setting the desired outcome and talking about what I want. And sometimes, and maybe that is what's happening, Bill, is what we're seeing right now is that people really don't know what they want, or they're not clear what they want. But what this does, it makes it clear what we don't want.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so it's an elimination of what we don't want, that we somehow, in a very roundabout way, arrive at what we do want.
Exactly. Well, like you say, it's about compassion, but you can't have compassion if you don't respect. You know, it's all born out of where's your heart at? How do you look at people? You know, it's like I tell the kids, you know, to your point, Beate, is that it comes, you know, experience defines preference. And exactly as you just said, we just experience something, and it's defined preference. The preference is, our society says, even in this politically correct zone and a time where rap music is all over the place, and, you know, some of the stuff that our kids are exposed to, whether it's music or, you know, some things in the classroom or whatever, and things that are happening in our society, you know, it's defining a preference. Say, you know what, we don't want that. We don't want that. So if we don't want that, then how do we teach our kids and let them know that instead of burying our heads in the sand and say, oh gosh, you know, I don't want to hear what he said, but this is a national figure. Bill Clinton, had his moments in talking about what the definition of is in order to try to obfuscate a human failing. But it's all to demonstrate that we're not, you know, as we said earlier, we're not perfect, and we can fall. But if we're not checking ourselves, you know, and when we think that there's no accountability in our lives, then, you know, we can unwind and be pretty crazy and debased here, can't we?
You are absolutely right. This really brings us, you know, when I watch what happened and the body language and the volatility and just the facial demeanor and the way, you know, Donald Trump presented himself on stage and how Hillary presented herself on stage, I think what it makes me personally want to do is I look at this and I go, like, if this is the brand number one and this is the brand number two, which of those brands is presented properly? Or which of these brands is presented in such a way that I can relate to most? Or which brand do I want to buy? Then I go home and I look in the mirror and, you know, and I'm obviously in the space, so I talk and I interview and I'm on camera a lot. So,
right.
You know, I have the opportunity to see myself. And so for me personally, I can recheck myself because I said, is this the brand that I want to show up as?
Yes.
And so this form of self-control, same with you. You know, you're on the radio. So people reflect right back to you on how what you say is being perceived. And in the in the results of the feedback, therein lies the opportunity for personal growth. That,
exactly.
I believe, is
right.
The biggest moment in all of this,
mm-hmm.
is how are you going to use this for personal growth?
Let's pick it up on the other side of the break. We're visiting with Beate Chalet. Happy woman, happy world. Bill Martinez live at 14 after.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move, and many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, the way you like me, fresh every day, coming at you 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Our conversation with Beate Chalet continues. She's the author of the book, Happy Woman, Happy World, the foolproof fix that takes you from overwhelmed to awesome. Why not, huh, Beate?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it is overwhelming, to say the very least.
Mm. Well, you know, I find it often, you know, we're overwhelmed when we're busy about all the wrong things. The challenge that we have is to focus on the things that really make the difference, the priorities of life.
Yeah. If we only could figure out what those priorities were sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's the challenge. I mean, I got to tell you, many years ago, I subjected myself to a time management study, and it was extremely helpful for me because I was one of those ones that you'd find on the hamster wheel of life, just burning myself out, going as fast as I could. And I had to take a pause and consider those things that were most important. And Charles Hobbs, who does a great presentation, and it was born out of a time management principles established by Benjamin Franklin, believe it or not. And so it was quite life-changing for me. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about your business that you had, that you were the president and CEO of Beate Works for 13 years, and you sold the company to Bill Gates. What was that like?
That was like when your cruise ship comes in and it's way, way more luxurious than you ever thought it was going to be, because so many of us come and try to live the American dream, our own American dream, whatever that you might define as. And for me, it was being a business owner. You know, I was a single parent at the time, and I wanted to make sure that I had somehow, you know, time to take care of my child and, you know, and I wanted the freedom. And then when this moment comes and you build something and you go through the hardship and the doubt and just, I mean, brutal decade of bad luck, and then suddenly things are turning. And once they turn within like 18 months from the worst moment to the best moment. Mm-hmm. That is in anybody's book. In my book, you know, when you open the brokerage account and you look at that number and you just cannot believe the magnitude of what you've just done. So that is the moment of where you feel that you've arrived and you've really earned a spot.
Yeah, you go to the store and you can buy cheese. I can buy any of the cheese I want. The wine.
I have cheese. Funny story for you on that. So,
okay, tell me.
So we go to Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, my daughter and I. Uh-huh. And we look at all these like fancy stores. And we go in and my daughter goes like, look at this coat. And it's like a fancy coat. And it's like $2,000. Right. And then, you know, I look around and I look at a T-shirt. And the T-shirt's $200 for a T-shirt. So I'm standing there, Bill, and I'm looking at this. And I said to my daughter, I didn't pay $200 for a T-shirt then. And I'm not paying $200 for a T-shirt now.
Good for you.
I feel still the exact same way about money than I felt when I didn't have any, which is I'm not frivolous with it. And we literally walked out of, I think it was Bloomingdale's or Nordstrom's at the time, and I said, that's just not me.
You know what I'm going to do for you, Beate? I'm going to send you one of our official Bill Martinez Live T-shirts, okay? And you don't have
You don't have to give me $200.
It's just my blessing to you, just for that story. That story is so sweet. I love that. Hey, real quick, just to kind of wrap things up on the takeaways, because I want to talk about another thing that you had written about, that, and that was shattering a myth for working moms. But let's talk about real briefly here in about a minute summarization of the takeaways from the second presidential debate that started out with no handshake and ended with a handshake and them saying something nice about themselves. But in between, boy, there was a lot of mud throwing.
I think that how you present yourself really matters. And I believe that if you cannot admit to humanity and to making mistakes and admit and be really apologetic for it, there is no recovery from that. I don't think that the American public likes people who try to be perfect. And that's a big takeaway. The other one is that charm, charm is desperately needed in this election.
Yes,
please,
right.
You know, tell me what I'm getting. Make it about me and stop making it about yourself. That's what I'm taking away.
Amen. Okay, good. All right, let's talk about the myth for working moms. Let's shatter that myth. What are you talking about here?
Well, the big myth has always been that when women work, that the children suffer. My gosh, have we not heard this enough where we talk about that women who work are doing a disservice to their children and those, what is it called, the valuable, the important early years.
Mm-hmm.
Now the studies are out, and there's a study from Harvard Business School, actually, and they did look at it, and they said it is not true that children of working mothers, that the daughters are doing about 23% better financially in the long run and are more likely to hold supervising roles. And here's the best one for the man and men of working moms tend to chip in way more with their families and taking care of family members. And who does not want that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even men want that. I mean, they want to be more involved, but, you know, sometimes it's easy when, you know, the woman is at home and handling everything and, you know, and then they complain about it. But it's like, hey, you know, share the duties. You know, I was a very active, participating dad, you know, and, you know, I was happy and I was blessed to help. I mean, it was good fun because I remember back in the early days with my first child, I was telling one of the kids about it, you know, their older brother, when he was first born, I didn't want to change a diaper. I mean, it was kind of a stupid, silly thing, but I just didn't want to change his diaper. Well, I had to change because his mom was very sick with the flu. He was sick with the flu and I got to change a diaper and oh Lord have mercy.
You know, but it is so humbling, Bill, isn't
yes.
it? Like when you get down to the basics of just dealing with the pure essentials of life, like the you know, just body functions of your child, and you go like,
exactly.
Well,
my number one son is just crawling under, you know, oh, I can't believe my dad's talking about me going to the bathroom in the diaper. But no, anyway, he's.
We have an obligation to embarrass our children as adults.
Well, yeah, that's the deal. They go, Dad, I'm going to take away the microphone from you. You can't talk about me anymore. But yes, you know, this is all, you know, part of the process. And it's interesting too, because what you shared is something very important. That is that young girls look to their mothers, don't they? They get a lot from their mothers in terms of modeling and sort of thing, you know?
And it's not just, it's the modeling and it's also the quality time. I truly believe it has a lot to do with quality time. When my daughter was little, we would sit in front of the TV, watch Sesame Street, and she'd help me when she was 6 years old to put stamps on promotional mailers that had to be sent out.
Yeah.
That was just part of our routine. And I do believe that, you know, children of working moms do better just because they know that they have to participate to get stuff done. And that's a mindset that ultimately will help them to be better equipped in the world to get their careers and their lives on the fast track.
I think what you shared with working moms is going to be quite liberating here, Beate, because, you know, other people, you know, maybe their parents, other influences would tell them something that is not necessarily so. But the empirical evidence is demonstrating that not the case, that kids are very well adjusted. And as you say, with your daughter, happy to be licking stamps and being part of the solution and helping mom out. I mean, this is all about one-on-one time, even if it does involve work. Why not, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, this is another thing we've taken away in this election and beyond, is like we got to stop the judgment and we got to start looking at the people.
Well, how can people be in touch with you, Beate?
Yes, so you can go ahead and get my book called Happy Woman, Happy World, available on Amazon as ebook, audiobook, and, of course, a printed hard copy. And please go ahead and you can take a look at my website, which is Beate Shillette, V-E-A-T-E.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply, in some states, see pharmacy for details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the FBI has issued a chilling but vague warning that new terror attacks may be launched against the United States in the coming days. Certain information I'm quoting now, while not specific as to target, gives the government reason to believe that there may be additional terrorist attacks within the United States and against the U.S. interests overseas over the next several days. This, according to the FBI. Our next guest brings more light to it. But before we go on with David Jackson, I wanted to finish up a little bit of housekeeping here regarding Beate Shalette's website, BeateShalette.com. The way you spell that is B-E-A-T-E. B-E-A-T-E, Shalette, C-H-E-L-E-T-T.com. That's where you want to go for more information. Now, back to David Jackson and the warning that we just received from the FBI. David Jackson is a pastor, life coach, motivational speaker, certified personal trainer, writer, and proud United States Marine. It served on the Elite Marine Security Guard, and that is the embassy program after being hand-chosen by President Ronald Reagan. He is author of the book Life in the Second Half. David Jackson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. All is well. Thank you.
Hey, great to have you with us. Let's talk about this. One of the topics we want to talk about is this homegrown terrorism, how we need to, you know, be aware of our surroundings like never before. I mean, you got to kind of keep your head on a swivel. Being a former Marine myself, you know, I still keep my head on a swivel. There is such a thing as situational awareness, and you're always considering the options, especially now more than ever, it would seem.
Absolutely. One of the things I think that it's a blessing and a curse, Bill, and I'm sure you can agree here, is that I think we've had such luxuries and freedoms here in the United States for so long mm-hmm. that it's difficult to believe that people, even here on our shores, would, you know, desire to do things and, you know, acts of terrorism to us. Mm-hmm. But as we've discovered, it is happening, and I think a lot of it is complacency, perhaps, or just denial, I think, for lack of a better term, is what's going on. But it's so important that we, as you mentioned, be aware of our surroundings. And I share with people all the time, it's so important that if you see something, say something.
Right.
And
well,
one of the most dangerous things is to see something, and it goes back to the, I'm sure your audience and you as well probably remember when we were kids, the story of the boy that cried wolf.
Right, exactly.
Right. And so I think a lot of it is because people don't want the stigma of having, you know, sounded the alarm and it was a false alarm. But I'd rather you sound the alarm and it be a false alarm mm-hmm. than to see something and say nothing and it ultimately cause lives or destruction of property.
Yeah. Well, the other thing has contributed to this, this worldview that we hold to right now, or at least we're sensitive to, David, is this political correctness that we've been living with for the last couple of decades. You know, we don't want to offend anybody. And, you know, if God forbid that you say, hey, look, you ought to be careful about a certain group of people where historically we've been able to reason and say, look, if we got problems from an area here, we need to, you know, we need to be sensitive in the interest of protecting, you know, the rest of Americans here, and until we realize what their intention is. I mean, you go back to the earliest times ever. I mean, you read in the Bible, and you know, people will come into you know, a foreign land, and the first question is, "Are you friend or foe?" Right. So, what's wrong with that?
Absolutely, and I think you'll get a chuckle out of this. I was sharing a story the other day, you know, in an interview, in fact, that you know, the host had mentioned, you know, high heels and combat boots. And I said, well, here it is. When the enemy comes, he's not attacking you because you're wearing high heels. He's not attacking you because you're wearing combat boots. He's attacking you because you are an American.
Right.
And that's the thing that I think people have to gain grips on. And we get into, in the book, in Life in the Second Half, I talk about let's identify togetherness or commonness rather than differences.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened is we've gotten so caught up into identifying our differences that we've lost relevance with the fact that we all have things that we have in common and that we share. And I think if we chose to focus on those things that we share the commonness, we might be able to come together and defeat some things that are appearing to overcome us at this point.
But David, I think we're assuming that too much these days, that we're assuming that everybody thinks the same as, you know, here it is, we bend over backwards, we give people a lot of money, you know, refugees, we bring them here, and, you know, we put out the welcome mat, and they come here, and the next thing you know, they've become radicalized. They don't appreciate what has been given to them, and part of it may be is that, you know, they just don't really want to be, you know, they don't want to be here in America, and you know, I think we need to, you know, consider our foreign policy where we're so quick to bring people here thousands of miles away from their homeland, you know, their peer environment, their accountability structure, everything else. We bring them here. And oftentimes, especially with the pernicious environment that exists today, when they're housed in these refugee camps, you know, it's like, who's controlling these people in these refugee camps? I mean, we're hearing stories from, you know, missionaries, UN operatives that are saying that, look at, they've almost turned into many, if I might say, you know, mafia enclaves. I mean, these are individual cells that have now been, you know, conditioned and been developed in these UN refugee camps. And on top of that, the people that seem to be most attacked, which are Christians, make up very little of the people in these refugee camps. And you can't get to the United States unless you go through the UN refugee camps. If you go to the UN refugee camp and you're a Christian, you're going to be further abused. I mean, these stories are very well documented and reported. But somehow, you know, this country and I think everybody else in the great perspective and the greater, you know, global perspective of what's going on is missing out on this deal. And, you know, the big argument is that we got refugees coming in that even our security personnel, our top security people are disagreeing with the president saying we can't vet these people. And the president says, you know, with a straight face, well, you know, it takes 3 years. You know, we've given 3 years to, you know, to vet these people. Well, we have. We've given 3 years. Well, we only found out about this in January, you know, that they were going to come. When did the 3 years happen?
Exactly. The process, I mean, the entire having worked and lived abroad, worked at the embassies abroad, mm-hmm. and watching the process from, you know, a different vantage point, I'd say it gives you a different perspective on how the entire refugee immigration process works. Mm-hmm. And what we'll discover is America at one point was the big pie in the sky. Everybody wanted to come to America for different mm-hmm. reasons. It was a land of opportunity. It was a land of hope. It was an opportunity to do for your family, your children, and on and on and on, what you couldn't do in the country, whatever the country was. And so to see that process on that end, and then to come back home or to come back to America and to see what is happening now, it's alarming. It's frightening because you realize there that everyone that had a desire or, you know, a hope to get to America didn't have good intentions.
Yeah. We look at this and we think, oh, who wouldn't want to come to America? Who wouldn't want to be, you know, here in the land of the free, home of the brave, and enjoy all the opportunities that are here? But what we fail to recognize here, David, is that, you know, you've got generations of kids that have been conditioned and indoctrinated to hate America. And now, like little Trojan horses, now grown up Trojan horses, they're coming into the country all under the guise of, you know, the refugee program. And they're looking to do us more harm than good because they've only been trained to believe that America is evil.
And the most dangerous enemy, you know, the most dangerous enemy that one can encounter is an enemy that can't be readily identified. That's what makes terrorism so dangerous.
Exactly.
It's because this enemy doesn't wear a uniform. This enemy has a mindset or idiosyncrasy that causes it to hate Americans. And that's the thing that we have to share with the audience. It's not based on your skin color or your social geographic location, socioeconomic, or any of that. It's the fact that you are an American.
Right.
And people want to do harm to you because of what America, the United States, represents.
Well, like Donald Trump said the other night, you know, first of all, we got to call it for what it is. If we're not, it only adds to the complication of your point. David Jackson, pastor, life coach, motivational speaker, certified personal trainer on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. But treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org. This report is brought to you by FEMA and the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes. No matter where you live, natural disasters can strike at any time. Right now, it's hurricane season, when tropical storms and hurricanes can bring dangerous, costly flooding and wind damage along the coast and inland. So take the time to protect your home and property today and get hurricane strong. Leslie Chapman Henderson, CEO, Federal Alliance for Safe Homes.
More than half of U.S. homeowners are without adequate property insurance to make complete financial recovery after a hurricane. So with peak hurricane season underway, it's vital that families not only have an emergency preparedness plan for safety, but a financial plan to help them build back, bounce back, and recover quickly from a worst-case scenario. Contact your insurance company for an insurance checkup today and invest in flood insurance. That way you'll be protected the next time tropical or severe weather strikes.
Know your risk and have a plan. Get hurricane strong. For more information, visit ready.gov or flash.org.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Lay it on me, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We got an interesting story for you regarding a new report on a government scandal worth listening to. I know, government scandal. It's not an oxymoron. It just kind of goes together, government and scandal. You know, this is what happens when you have the mainstream media checking out and not keeping an eye on the ball. But fortunately, we're blessed to have people who are holding them accountable. And I got Josie Sturman with us. She's an award-winning investigative reporter at Circa News. And she's here to tell us about this government scandal that I'm sure you have not heard about. Josie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here, and great job, by the way. We appreciate investigative reporting. You know, it's almost, you know, it's so needful because, you know, we got to have somebody holding the government accountable.
I completely agree with you. I think investigative reporting is the cornerstone of any newsroom. You're not finding it in as many places, but I am part of a community of investigative journalists. We value our own work. We know it's important, and we know it matters to the people who watch, who listen, and who read what we're uncovering.
Well, I want you to know you always have a voice here, so whatever we can do to spread the word, you're welcome back anytime. I want to talk about this this new government scandal that I'm sure people have not heard about. We've got a government agency that has recalled American cars, and then we have another agency that is auctioning those very unsafe cars without repairs to an unknowing public. How does this happen?
You know, it's not surprising anymore, is it? You know, you hear about the one hand not doing what the other hand is doing, and this is the conflict that we're finding right now in the federal government. So you mentioned the one agency that recalls cars. That group's called NHTSA. And basically, so they put out those notices that you get the mail. They tell you there's something wrong with your car. You got to take it to the dealership and get it fixed. And they do this for an important reason. When you get one of those notices, it's not because your trunk light is broken. It's because your car poses a safety risk, not just to you, but to other people on the road. So very important function they're putting out there. They issue these recalls. Now, on the flip side, we've got the General Services Administration, which oversees all of the fleet vehicles for dozens of government agencies. And when they're done with them, they auction them off to the general public. Now, what they don't say in specific terms is, hey, guys, some of these cars, as many as 20% that are for auction at any one time, have these same dangerous recalls. We're talking about serious stuff. You know, the engines could stall out on these cars and cause a crash. You could have problems with the airbags where they actually blow out metal fragments that could hurt you, problems with steering, all kinds of stuff. And they do give a blanket warning in all the paperwork and at these auctions, but it's not specific. And lawmakers we've talked to now, House Oversight is looking at this. They just said, listen, guys, the government has this information, and if we have it, we're obligated to tell the public that there is a risk here. It's, these recall fixes are free. They're
right.
Mandated that they have to be done. So there's no excuse to not have them done by the government. And if we don't do them, then at least tell Joe Schmo who's out at the auction lot, hey, buddy, if you're going to buy this Dodge van, if you're going to buy this Chevy truck, it has a recall. You should at least have that information so you can decide about the purchase, but then also so you can get it fixed.
So, Josie, let me ask the follow-up question here. Something happens, who's liable?
That is a really, really good question, and we don't know the answer to that yet, and that's something I think the House Oversight Committee is going to explore. They're making that blanket warning. They're telling you this is an as-is vehicle, but the language is really conflicting because on the various auction sites, and anybody can buy these cars. We've got to remind people of that. They're available to the public. So on these auction sites, they say high-quality, well-serviced vehicles, but then the language says there may be a recall in here. So which one is it? Are they high quality, well serviced, or are they potentially risky?
Yeah, when you're talking about a third of the cars out there with this problem, but you know, I almost rhetorically and kiddingly ask who's responsible. Who ultimately is going to be responsible is the taxpayer. It's us. Anything that belongs to the government, it's not them. I mean, nobody's going to lose their job over this. This is just...
Well, we don't know. We don't know. That's what we're being told. You know, industry experts told us someone should be let go over this because this is a government failure. It's not like this information.
Hey, we got veterans dying in parking lots.
True.
You think them selling a car that needs, you know, should be noted that it's recalled and it's being misrepresented to the public? You think, you know, I mean, people are getting promoted in spite of this with the VA, something like this, another government agency. I mean, Josie, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting too cynical about this stuff, but you know, nobody's holding them accountable to the point that somebody either loses their job or just says, look, it fixed the problem.
Sure, and that's what we hope is going to happen now that we've, you know, basically made people on Capitol Hill aware of this problem. Because before this, nobody even knew or at least acknowledged it was happening. And it's a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people are taking these cars away. They're driving them immediately. And here's the bigger problem here. So we know, at least in a sampling of the cars that we physically looked at, not only did they have recalls, but also they had the little service tags on the windshield that indicated they had been serviced sometimes weeks, years, or even weeks, months, or years after they had been recalled. So the other possibility here, and it's a big one, is that federal government workers are driving these cars with open recalls. And that's a whole other ball of wax that's very troubling. So we're selling them to the public, but we're also letting these people on the government taxpayer payroll drive these cars that also have potential problems.
Yeah, can you say liability?
I think you can say liability, and that's something House Oversight is very concerned about. The cars that we looked at, just 400 that we looked at over the summer, these are being driven by the Executive Office of the President, the Department of Defense, Army, Navy, Marines, the U.S. Postal Service. 23 agencies had cars in this grouping. So all of the employees in those were potentially driving recalled cars. That's a real problem. And, you know, the GSA says they have a system for this. They're sending out the notices. They get a reminder. But they're obviously falling through the cracks.
Well, I think the only thing that's missing here is a Samsung 7 phone they should have with them, you know.
And that could be the next thing we find.
Unbelievable. Well, who on the Hill is championing this? Do we have anybody that's championing the cause here?
Absolutely, we do. Representative Mark Meadows from North Carolina, we showed him our findings. He is supposed to write a letter to the GSA this week demanding some answers, not only about the sale to the public, but whether or not government workers have been driving these cars. And he sees it as the GSA, the buck stops with them. He wants to know why this is happening, and he wants to see a solution. And if they cannot provide one and a fix that makes sense, he says he's going to take real action. He is the subcommittee for government operations under House oversight, and it doesn't go much bigger than that.
What's the sense of urgency do you sense on this?
I think it is urgent. These auctions continue to happen. We're sharing with our affiliates across the country and telling them to go and look at the cars in their states. It's not like these auctions stop and they only happen once a year. There are auctions being held next week, next month, all over the country, and these cars are continuing to be sold without the public knowing exactly what it is they're getting. There is urgency here.
Mm-hmm.
People have died as a result of these recalls. These are well-known, documented problems. We're talking about the Takata airbags and other problems that are very serious. So there is urgency here because these are a safety risk. If they weren't serious, NHTSA wouldn't have issued the recall to begin with.
Well, I'm surprised, though, that, I say I'm surprised. You know, that's just because my reasonableness would say I'm surprised. But I'm not surprised when it comes to the bureaucracy that they know about this now. We're talking about it. It's all revealed. Now, this has to me, increase the liability because there's awareness here.
Right. They can no longer say they didn't know or they were not aware. We pointed it out to them.
Unless they're Hillary Clinton, they could say they forgot. They didn't know. They misremembered.
Maybe they've now been informed. It's all
that's the whole new bureaucratic file now that's available to bureaucrats is I misremembered. It used to be plausible deniability. Now it's misremembered.
Nope, they've gone straight up to the top, and everybody has been informed. So it's been out in the public forum, and now that Congress is aware, we're hoping something's going to be done about it.
Well, America, you need to be aware of this. Josie, where can they go for more information if they want to check out for themselves, if they're thinking about purchasing one of these auctioned vehicles? How do they get the whole facts and nothing but?
Well, go to CIRCA.com. That's CIRCA.com. Mm-hmm. And our story is there in Politics Under Accountability. And the other thing I want to say, because you have such a wide audience, is that if there are people out there who have been to these government auctions in the last couple of months, I want to hear from them. I want to know if they were aware that they bought a car with a recall. I will run the VIN number for them. I'll tell them if there is a recall on the car. They can reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at Josie from the News, and Josie is J-O-C-E. I want to hear from people. We want to help them. That's our purpose and our focus. Is making sure people are informed when they make this purchase, and we don't think the government is giving them enough information.
Okay, Josie, again, your Twitter handle at Josie, J-O-C-E.
From the News.
At Josie from the News. Okay.
You got it.
Excellent. Josie Sturman, Josie, thank you so much. Please stay in touch with us. Let us know what's going on. I mean, this is more than absurd. This is very dangerous when you think about the number of cars the GSA is putting out, 35,000 to 40,000 vehicles on auction every year, and we're talking near a third of those are a compromised. They're under recall notice, and people are driving off thinking that all is well with those cars. I mean, this is terrible. I just cannot believe. Like I said, part of my brain can't believe it because I still have a reasonable aspect of it, but the cynical part says I'm not all that surprised. Ashamedly so.
Yeah,
but,
me neither. Sadly, if the government functioned well, I'd be out of a job.
Well, keep up the great work, Josie Sturman. On Bill Martinez Live, that's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana right here. Same place, same time on the SDG Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative.